Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
I've been threatening our listeners, who, of course, some of them are getting ready for their office lives. And it's quite convenient or appropriate to have this discussion. We're talking about lack of staff enthusiasm during Heritage Day celebrations. We're joined by Devon Munsami, CEO of the ICHAF Training Institute. Devon, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome.
A very good morning to you and morning to the listeners. Thanks for having me.
So, Devon, our country's been described as a cultural melting pot. I can never forget this. As you can hear, I'm a Rainbow Nation child, post-90. Rainbow Nation child, really. I was born in the 80s. However, we are celebrating this diversity. Is it prevalent and is it celebrated as frequently as it's advertised?
In the corporate world, it certainly is. Many organizations take great pride in Heritage Month and in Heritage Day. People encourage, or managers and businesses encourage their people to come in, you know, all dressed up. And, mm-hmm. and many people have brides and events around this. In fact, there's an entire calendar structured in some organizations. And then on the home front, a lot of people use it as an opportunity to just get together, you know?
So, Devon, I'm a bit of an introvert, and I don't like being forced to do things. I prefer negotiations and discussions, and then we'll move towards something. So for those kind of people who are really kind of like me, they like to keep to themselves, how do you excite them about and involve them in your Heritage Day?
And there are a lot of people like you in organizations, people who are more focused on getting the job done and don't really want to participate in these kinds of activities.
Jeez, I sound like a Debbie Downer now.
Not necessarily. You know, there's also an upside to being completely focused on the job, you know, getting things done and not being distracted. But, you know, that can be a little bit seen as lack of team playing with the rest of the business, the rest of the department. But, you know, there are some creative things that one could do as a manager or the HR department or just general colleagues to try and get these individuals more involved in what they're doing around the Heritage Day celebration. And I would say that getting them, almost involved when asking for suggestions and solutions. You know, when we have structured team forums, involve the entire team. Get everybody to actively participate in what we're doing and what's coming up. And also speak about it more frequently. Sometimes what happens in organizations is they just tend to throw out an instruction. Mm. You know, we're doing this. This is what's happening, without some sort of engagement from everybody on the forum. And when we have these voices of these introverts, of these people who don't necessarily want to participate, mm-hmm. be heard, there's a little bit more inclusivity. And that's what Heritage Day is all about. It's inclusivity. It's taking into consideration not just every culture, but every personality in the team. Another thing we could look at is a little bit of an incentive for celebration. Mm-hmm. You know, best dressed team members, you know, putting people's pictures up somehow, you know, on posters. When there's an incentive or something attached to it, you'll find that people tend to get a little bit more involved. Another thing that some companies tend to do is hampers and raffles. So when you have that attached to how much you participate, you'll find more involvement because people want to win. People have a little bit of a competitive edge, and then they'll be a little bit more active and a little bit more ready. When we attach a learning mindset to Heritage Day, mm-hmm. Some businesses tend to swap cultural roles. So they would encourage people to shuffle people around and you know, dress in something that's outside of your culture, or something that you're not really familiar with, to get to know somebody else's culture on the team. You know, those are just some suggestions we could look at to stimulate a little bit of interest in this very special day.
I love that idea of swapping cultures. How do you avoid things such as cultural appropriation?
You see, education is very, very important, and that's why diversity and inclusion workshops are so necessary in business, and it shouldn't just be a tick box exercise. Mm. And when it comes to something like Heritage Day and celebrating culture and celebrating somebody's differences, people need to have a platform where they can share ideas and talk about how do I do it in an appropriate way? How am I going to engage with people in a manner that's suggesting that I'm cohesive and I'm not condescending? Mm-hmm. So diversity and awareness programs, as I say, shouldn't be a tick box exercise. We should be having this discussion in our organization, educating people and allowing them the opportunity to find out about the do's and the don'ts. Then we know that we're moving forward, not just as an organization, but as an individual as well, embracing diversity in South Africa.
I love how you diversify how we can do this. And you're right, the superfluous stuff really gets to me, because I'd rather you impact your employees' lives efficiently. If you've got people who are running out of money during the week, during the month, they can't get to school, their children don't have tuck money. If you have something as superficial as like an event at work, it doesn't inspire people social cohesion.
Absolutely not. And I think that it can demotivate more than motivate the individual really around a day like this. And this is not ideally not what you want. You want to be in a position as an organization to be completely inclusive. And when I say completely inclusive, understand that somebody takes 3 taxis to get to work as opposed to somebody who gets into an air-conditioned car and just drives, 20 minutes on the freeway to get there. Some people live in a permanent state of load shedding and still pitch up to work every day. And other people complained about the 2 hours that they never had electricity that morning. So that is about the diversity we talk about in South Africa, where it's not just a cultural aspect, it's different practices from a home environment, different ways of life, experiencing really how somebody else's viewpoint and waking up in South Africa every day, because we all have different experiences. And if we detached from what my neighbor's reality is at the moment, then unfortunately we're not embracing diversity the way we should be.
Stephen Munsami, CEO of the ICAHF Training Institute, talking about how you can invigorate your staff and have a much more diverse, impactful and fun and creative celebration of our cultures this Heritage Day. Devin, I hope that our listeners, especially employers and employees, have gotten the insight and inspiration and a better understanding of how we can celebrate this day.
Thank you very much.